Excuse.gov.
Now 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program at your service and on your side. We often have the opportunity to put different points of view together on the air. That's the best thing about this program, I think, anyway, if I do say so myself. I am respectful of all points of view. Don't have to necessarily agree. I think my one of my mentors, John King, who is the chairman of the Board of Selectmen in the town where I grew up, used to tell me that we could all disagree without being disagreeable. And to that end and to that point, we've invited Dr. Paul Offit, who has written 5 books, including his recent one, Deadly Choices, How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All, here to discuss this whole business. And the reason that we're doing this is because Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's the medical expert on the Good Day program, and Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is our alternative expert, and I'm not even sure he's comfortable me calling him alternative. Ken blends things in his practice as a cardiologist in Florida, and Jack blends his work as a NUCA chiropractor in Salt Lake City with all of the practical, reasonable things. That's why I like them both and get treatment by both of them and trust both of them. So this whole business, I have been on this toot for a long, long time, and the most recent example of me being concerned about vaccines came from my doing the program last Friday at the Arnold, the sports celebration in Columbus. I was introduced to a lady who had a 9-year-old son who was involved in the junior fencing competition. And there are some pictures that sooner or later will show up at DougSteffen.com of me fencing with this kid. Is kind of cute. Nice, nice kid. But the reason he was there, there was sort of a special Olympics there at the Arnold, and he, with other performers who have certain distressful conditions, went beyond, and they got beyond them, and they, you know, they're pretty good at what they do. But I started a conversation with this lady who volunteered. I didn't ask her what was, quote-unquote, wrong with her son. I don't know that that's the right approach to this. I don't know that saying, you know, that if you have autism, that means there's something wrong, there's something different. And I don't want to be too politically correct. Having autism certainly isn't the most wonderful way for a person, a child and or a person, to spend his or her life. I have maintained that the vaccines that are used are the culprit, at least in part. This lady, without me asking her, has 2 boys. She told me the story of both of them, and both of them, after they had their shots, developed autism. Now, we can go into this and tell long stories. Dr. Offit is an expert in this field. So, Doctor, I'm certainly happy that you are here to discuss this. This is an important discussion. The fairness, the treatment of this discussion on this program, it has been a concern because I'm not sure that we always are told the truth. And from your, you know, the truth, I guess, is in the ears of the beholder. You've been working this for a long time. You say the anti-vaccine movement threatens us all. How so?
Well, what's happened is we've had a sort of a fraying at the edges of immunization rates. You're starting to see certain vaccine-preventable diseases come back. So, for example, we've had outbreaks of bacterial meningitis from a preventable kind of bacteria caused 3 deaths in the Philadelphia area because parents were more frightened of the vaccine than the disease. We've had outbreaks of whooping cough in California, one currently ongoing that's bigger than anything we've seen since 1947. Had outbreaks of measles in 2008 that was bigger than anything we'd had in more than a decade. So,
may I ask you about the numbers? In terms of numbers, I understand, and I think you're right, the numbers of these problems have increased. But have they increased exponentially to the number of children that are either born with or developing autism? I understand there's like a 90% increase in the numbers. We have an epidemic, according to some doctors, of this problem growing far greater in numbers than are the problems you have just enumerated.
Well, vaccines don't cause autism, so those two things are unrelated.
Well, that's a bone of contention. There are some people who think they do.
It's not a bone of contention from the standpoint of scientists. I mean, it's reasonable for a parent to ask the question, you know, my child was fine, they got a vaccine, then I noted these signs or symptoms, could the vaccine have done it? Fortunately, that's a testable question. It's a scientific question that can be answered in a scientific venue, and when we've looked, We can now say with absolute certainty that the MMR vaccine didn't cause autism, that the ethylmercury-containing preservative in vaccines didn't cause autism, and now the sort of more recent concern that just too many vaccines too soon cause autism, all have been clearly refuted by scientific studies.
So then what causes autism, as a side question, a sidebar question, would you think? Somebody must have asked you that before. If these things don't, I mean, I'm a believer in science to a point. I think, and Dr. Ken and I have this conversation all the time about science disproving itself. One scientific fact one day becomes scientific fiction the next day.
Paul, let me just point out, I'm a 1982 graduate of the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine Medical Scientist Training Program, so you know where I stand.
Thank you.
Well, where you stand in what? As far as training or where you stand
in these discussions with Doug and I.
Yeah. Doug disagrees, and I'm not a scientist. I'm somebody who reads. I have a brain, and I'm concerned.
And Doug's very bright, educated. He's on the board of trustees of a university. And that's what's always been my challenge, and that's why I had urged that we have you on as a guest and try to add some more to this. And
well, Jack is also an intelligent, articulate guy who's got a lot of training as a doctor,
Yes. And
he doesn't agree, but I'm not sure as many times we've had this conversation, Jack, that I always know the reason for your disapproval of these vaccines.
I can address the question about, you know, what data exists to date to answer the question of what causes autism. There's a number of sort of facts that have emerged that are interesting and I think that are consistent. One is that clearly there's a genetic component. I mean, there's work that's been done both at our hospital, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, as well as other places. The children, if you compare the genes of children with autism spectrum disorder to those that don't have autism spectrum disorder, there is a defect in something called neural cell adhesion molecules, which are those proteins that sit on the surface of brain cells that help one cell communicate with the other. That's interesting. The second thing is that there's studies done by Eric Corshane at UCAL San Diego where he finds that if he looks when the baby is still in the womb, he can start to see structural differences in the brain of children who will eventually be diagnosed with autism as compared to those that aren't diagnosed with autism. And then I think the most interesting study was one done by Ami Klin when he was still at the Yale Child Study Center before he moved to Emory. And what he found was that if you look at children in the first couple weeks of life, then these are siblings of children where the older child has autism. Those who are eventually going to be diagnosed with autism, when the mother talks to them, that child will look at the mother's mouth, whereas the non-autistic child will look at the mother's eyes when they talk. So, I mean, I think it's all tied together with events that probably occur in while the baby's still in the womb. And although I think there may be environmental factors involved, I don't think they occur postnatally.
Jack?
First of all, I'm not anti-vaccine. I am pro-education, and I am pro-choice. And the number of mothers who have brought their children to me in my clinic for whatever reason, who have sat there one after another in an endless parade for the last 16 years that I've been in Salt Lake, who describe a perfectly normal child as far as social, familial, sibling, parental relationships. And then they went and got primarily the MMR. And then within sometimes as early as 24 hours, sometimes as late as a week to 10 days, it's as though somebody turned the switch off. And that there wasn't anything prior to that there was any indication in comparing them with other members of the family that there was anything wrong whatsoever. So that's what first started my investigation into this. And to this date, part of the problem, to this date, we do not have any long-term studies that can absolutely, scientifically establish this one fact that everybody wants. Is a vaccinated child healthier than a non-vaccinated? We don't know. Is a non-vaccinated child healthier than a vaccinated child? We simply don't know. There are no long-term studies to support that viewpoint one way or the other.
I don't agree. I respectfully disagree. I think, first of all, studies by Victor Abbey have shown of interest that a fully vaccinated child is actually healthier than an unvaccinated child. Secondly, if you look at, since we've introduced vaccines into the United States, we've had a dramatic increase in our lifespan. I mean, there's other things that were involved, but certainly vaccines had much to do with that. And I can't believe the MMR hypothesis is still out there. I mean, there have been 14 studies looking at hundreds of thousands of children who did or didn't get that vaccine to show that the vaccine had nothing to do with it. I mean, the vaccine doesn't prevent autism, that's true, but it certainly doesn't cause it. I mean, what ends this debate? I don't get it.
I think one of the things that ends it is getting mercury out of there is still some mercury in some of the applications, and if that's what blows my mind. Why is it still allowed? If the FDA is doing its job, it's obvious mercury is very harmful to anyone's system. Why would there be even any traces of mercury in anything that we put in our body?
Well, first of all, the children less than 6 months of age receive vaccines that contain zero mercury. Secondly, there is still ethyl mercury contained in some preparations, multi-dose preparations of influenza vaccine. But the quantity of mercury that you're exposed to is far less than the quantity of mercury that you're typically exposed to from living on this planet. The mercury is in the Earth's crust, therefore mercury is in the water that we drink, therefore mercury is in the breast milk and infant formula that we give our children.
Doesn't mean it's good for us.
That is contained in vaccines.
Doesn't mean it's good for us. It's maybe there.
The dose makes the poison. I think that's always true. And so mercury is never going to sound good. It's not like there's the National Center for the Appreciation of Heavy Metals standing up for mercury. But the fact of the matter is that we are exposed to trace levels of mercury, cadmium, arsenic, beryllium, thallium, heavy metals that at high levels are toxic, but at low levels aren't.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Offit is the chief of the Division of Infectious Diseases, director of the Vaccine Education Center at the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, the author of How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All. We continue. Dr. Ken is kind of mum to this point, but we'll see if we can shake him out of that. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. I'm Doug Steffen at 18 After on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest collection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Right now, purchase $50 in HP ink and get a free 10-pack of Duracell AA batteries. A $7.49 value valid through March 12th, $50 before taxes. Ink claim based on survey of select Office Product Superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
You can enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to GEICO. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like, we'll never forget you. Like, we're behind you 100%. Like, we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
This book is available now, I'm sure, from all the usual sources. Deadly Choices, How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All. Dr. Offit with Dr. Kronhaus and Dr. Stockwell and Dr. Steffen. At 21 after the hour.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Funny 3 after the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. As you know, I am very into science, scientific method, but I don't agree with a lot of the findings, and I ask questions, and people come up with answers. I tend to take this approach with a lot of things that I think are controversial and not the sledgehammer approach, but just, okay, let's look at this, let's listen to this, because there are so many people now, parents who are concerned about the safety of their children, the vaccines. Doctors are back and forth on this. If you're just joining us, we have Dr. Paul Offit, who's written a book called Deadly Choices, How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All. The choice here is to have the shots or not, although I think it's required to go to school. Isn't it? Don't you have to have these shots?
No.
You don't have to have them. When I went to school, I think you had to. At any rate,
almost every state has an exemption for one reason or another.
Yeah, religious differences.
And that's that's one of my major concerns, is that we don't start getting lined up somewhere and having this mass-forced Germany 1938 vaccination program. That's not America.
No, but I think choices, we have a lot of that, unfortunately, that's going on now, that like-think stuff in our country. We've sort of been groomed into thinking that way, and this is an attempt to, at least if we don't agree, to find out why it is that we don't agree. It has to be frustrating, Dr. Offit, for you, who spent so much time on this and can get frustrated in our conversation, because there doesn't seem to be a real answer. You can keep saying this until you're blue in the face. Some people are not buying it. And one would wonder why, in your opinion, do you think people are off the reservation as much as they are on this?
Well, I think actually most people have bought it. I mean, if you look 10 years ago when this question was first raised about whether MMR caused autism, and it sort of morphed to sort of just a general fear that vaccines were causing autism, I think far more people actually believe that they did. I mean, as the science matured, at least I found that many people were convinced. So you're certainly right. There is sort of a core group who are never going to be convinced. They sort of just see this as a vast conspiracy among pharmaceutical companies and doctors and the government. They're never going to be convinced, and so be it. I mean, all you have is reason on your side and data on your side, and some people are unconvincible. I would say one other thing, but just regarding a point you made, when you choose not to get a vaccine for yourself or your child, you're not only making a choice for yourself, you're making a choice for those around you, and that was certainly true of the measles epidemic in San Diego, where a mother chooses not to vaccinate her children, goes to Switzerland, one of the children gets measles, comes back to the pediatrician's office, first of all exposes 900 people, then comes to the pediatrician's office where that child proceeds to infect three others, all of whom were too young to receive the vaccine, one of whom was hospitalized and almost died. So that mother made a choice not only for her child, but for other people's children.
Back to Jack.
Mm. Again, I want to repeat something I said earlier. Now, Dr. Offit, I have great respect for you and your efforts. You made a statement there a few moments ago that there is some long-term study. I, as well as many organizations around this country, would love to see that study.
Sure. Email me. It's Victor Aaby, A-A-B-Y.
Whoa. Slow down.
All right, go ahead. Jack's only got a couple of minutes, and then he has to go, so I want him to feel
Dr. Offit, please do that one more time slower.
Yeah, sorry. So the senior author's name was A-A-B-Y, but email me, and I'll be happy to send you that. So.
And that email is?
O-F-F-I-C.
I'll get it from him, Jack.
All right, you get it later. Sure.
Yeah. All right, because that is one of the basic constructs of those who, again, I'm not anti-vaccine. I am pro-education, pro-choice. Parents come to me and they say, this is what happened to my sister's child. This is what happened to somebody else.
So, Jack, Dr. Offit says this is a deadly choice. The choice that you, not you, but people make to not take the vaccine leads to death.
And, Jack, I've heard you comment about the polio vaccine.
Well, we know that the polio vaccine, by the time Salk and Sabin had their products ready for the marketplace, was 94% eradicated. That's a CDC figure. The governor of North Carolina, along with some other doctors in North Carolina, had pretty well figured out in the late 40s and early 50s that children who had excessive sun exposure and excessive sugar consumption at the same time were far more susceptible to polio than children who weren't.
There were 52,000 cases of polio in 1952. That's 3 years before the vaccine came out. It was peaking between the late 40s and early 50s. There was actually an increase in polio heading right up to that vaccine.
Well, see, here's where
I'm happy to show you those data.
Thanks. Well, I would be happy to pull out the CDC data as well.
All right. So then do we agree on anything here in terms of you agree that what do you agree to that's been said so far, Jack?
I haven't changed my opinion in the fact that people should not be forced to do something they don't want to do when it comes to something that's still nebulous in their minds.
Dr. Offit is fine with that, if I heard him correctly. His worry is that it isn't just affecting that individual, but if you don't have the vaccine, then it affects others or potentially affects others who are innocent.
Again, we don't have long-term studies to substantiate that.
Dr. Offit, was I paraphrasing you correctly?
Sure. I mean, we had in our hospital, Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, since 2003, we had two children come into our hospital, both of whom had cancer, neither of whom could be effectively vaccinated because they were on chemotherapy. Both of whom came into our hospital without influenza. They caught influenza in the hospital from healthcare workers. I mean, we are the ones who transmit that in the hospital. And they both ultimately succumbed to influenza. Who's responsible for them? I mean, we think we are. And that's why this past year, 2009, actually, this most recent year, we mandated a flu vaccine for our hospital, which is to say all healthcare workers were asked to get it. They work in a hospital with vulnerable children. They have to take responsibility for the fact that they do that. And so we were perfectly comfortable doing that, and now 100% of our healthcare personnel are vaccinated.
Yeah. All right, well, I would have probably disagreed with that because I don't like the flu vaccine, but that's just me. Anyway,
please give me Dr. Offit's email.
Right, we will. You'll get it. Jack Stockwell here. Dr. Ken continues with Dr. Offit on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Three after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We're having an ongoing conversation about a very difficult topic for a lot of people. I don't even like to use that word. The subject matter here is something that brings out the passions in lots and lots of people. And as you know on this program, as you listen around the country and around the world, by the way, we're going to we'll take this conversation and edit it so that we have taken out the commercials. So you hear the conversation. If you'd like to download it, Richie, an hour or so after we're off the air, it'll be downloadable at DougSteffen.com as a podcast, yes?
Yes.
All right. Deadly Choices is the book, How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All. Dr. Paul Offit is here. And also Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Jack had to leave. This anti-vaccine movement that you say threatens us all, in terms of trying to rationalize this, as Ken suggested, I'm happy that he thinks I'm educated. I think I haven't been doing this on the air for as long as I have without having some ability to articulate my feelings, although there are those who have perhaps the same ideas that I do who don't articulate them particularly well, and they're members of the lunatic fringe. So I get grouped into the so-called lunatic fringe, even though I'm not. I don't like the government. I don't like being told that I have to do this, that, or the other thing. But the other side of the coin is I don't want to do harm to others. I think it's irresponsible. There are so many people, Dr. Offit, who are doing so many things that are irresponsible. And you, I think, would tell me that I was irresponsible not to have my children vaccinated. And so, I mean, I'm trying to deal with that. Because I'd like to be able to think that I am smart enough to be able to make decisions on my own. Unfortunately, in our educational process, people that are going through our public school system are not being taught about their bodies or about health or about issues that one way or the other would help them to make up their own mind. They leave it to somebody else. And that's probably what my biggest problem. It isn't the science. It isn't the fact you've developed a lot of things. You may be the most eminent person in the country, if not one of them in the world, when it comes to these vaccines. So I certainly have to take my hat off. You've studied this
You've made a life's work out of it. So what do I know versus what you know? And I will tell you the basic scrub here is the government. And then that's really kind of what troubles me about all of this. And there are conflicts, and we do hear from a lot of people. This is a very open program, very open to discourse. Ken has been with me for years. We take lots of calls from lots of people, spend a lot of time talking about health and wellness issues. And there isn't there is no consensus here. I don't know if it's unfortunate or not. I don't sense a consensus. I hear from tons of people who think that these vaccines are dangerous. And so you still trying to educate people and convince them that they're okay. It just makes me wonder why it is that there isn't something that's more surety attached to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's always about the data. I mean, you know, when the hepatitis B vaccine was made as a routine recommendation for newborns in the early 1990s, there was pushback. People saw that as a dirty vaccine. They didn't want to get it. They didn't think their children were ever going to do any of the things that would cause them to get hepatitis B, which just showed a sort of a lack of understanding about how hepatitis B is transmitted. But we've essentially eliminated that disease in less than 18-year-olds. Since the chicken's pox vaccine was introduced, we've dramatically reduced the incidence of that disease safely. I mean, I understand how people people should be skeptical about what they put into their children's bodies, but I think they shouldn't be cynical. You know, when the question is raised, I think that the public health agencies and academia have responded to those questions by spending tens of millions of dollars to do the studies. When the studies then aren't convincing, that's interesting.
Well, you know, what makes people cynical? Who pays for the studies? Sometimes when people look and see who pays for the studies and the outcomes, we all know those stories, and there's some that are a ruse and some that are not. I got a red flag sort of when you're talking about the flu vaccine, because, again, maybe in a predictable way, I'm not a big fan of flu vaccines, mostly because of what I saw do. My father was a very healthy human being, and for 3 or 4 years in a row, he would have flu vaccines and had a violent to the point of him being in a hospital for 10 days because of his violent reaction to a flu vaccine 1 year. And that convinced me never to have it. I take pretty good care of myself. I am optimal when it comes to what I put in my body. I've never had the flu, maybe knock on wood. But you hear, again, a lot of stories every year from people who take these vaccines. Ken and I have had these conversations on the air about flu vaccines and whether everybody ought to have them, or is there a more scientific way, if you will, of looking at who ought to have it and who ought not to have it.
Because everyone is susceptible to catching and dying from flu, everyone over 6 months of age should have it. We had five children in our hospital come in last year and die from flu. We've had two children come into our hospital, both perfectly healthy.
How many have died because they had the flu vaccine?
No, they died because they didn't get the flu.
No, I understand that in that case. But how many people have died because they were given the flu vaccine and
the only problem with the flu vaccine, it's a killed virus. I mean, it doesn't reproduce itself. Therefore, it can't possibly cause the flu. What is true is it's made in eggs. Therefore, it contains trace amounts of ovalbumin, which is an egg protein. Some people can have an immediate allergic reaction to that egg protein. But when that happens, it really happens within 15 to 30 minutes of getting the vaccine. These sort of stories that you hear about, you know, long-term disabilities with flu vaccine are just not supported by the data. I'm sure they're compelling stories, but they're just not supported by the evidence.
Would you agree, though, just in terms of a general reference, that sometimes science does do it, wrong, gets it wrong, and has to fix itself, and the FDA and its scientists, whether you point to Fen-Phen, we can always find exceptions to the rule. I wonder if you agree with that or not.
I agree that scientists sometimes get it wrong. Let me just say one thing. I mean, so for example, there was a paper published in the early 80s claiming that excess coffee drinking caused pancreatic cancer. It came out of Harvard Medical School. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It was wrong. Right. But science got it right because no one was able to confirm that study, and study after study showed that was wrong. So I think science is enormously self-correcting, although you're certainly right that scientists occasionally get it wrong.
What drives, Paul, if I may, what sure. drives Doug crazy is when I talk about evidence-based material results that are published in peer-reviewed journals, and it does come to a conclusion which contradicts a previously peer-reviewed journal. Could you just address that?
I think that actually is what is so wonderful about science, which is it is fluid. It's self-correcting. I mean, you know, you have – science stands on two pillars. I mean, the weaker of the two pillars is the peer review journal, but the stronger pillar is reproducibility. I mean, Andrew Wakefield posed the hypothesis in the late 1990s that MMR caused autism. That wasn't right. I mean, study after study showed that that wasn't right. So science got it right, even though that particular scientist got it wrong.
And there are by the way, just sort of as an amusing anecdote, the British study that got so much attention the last 4, 5, 6 months that was proven to be pretty much 100% wrong about autism is the one that everybody goes back to now and says, see, look, this guy cooked the books. He didn't do it right. Therefore, all of those who say that autism has a relationship to vaccine are wrong as well. And that's kind of that's the news media filtering this stuff. And then people look at that and they don't know what the heck to believe.
Andrew Wakefield, I mean, it never did a study. He simply had a case series of 8 children. I mean, when studies were performed, which is to say looking at large numbers of children who did or didn't receive that vaccine, no one ever found that his hypothesis was correct. The best thing you could say about Andrew Wakefield was he raised the hypothesis. I mean, you're right. You're right to some extent. I mean, we now know that he was fraudulent, that there were many things about that study that were fraudulent, and so he, for which he was ultimately struck off the medical register in Britain. But it didn't matter in some ways. It didn't matter whether he was fraudulent and wrong. It only mattered that he was wrong. You know, I think the damage would have been no less had he simply just been wrong.
Let me ask you one final question, and that is perception. I'm curious as to your thoughts about my statement in terms of education of young people as they come through school. I think you and I are contemporary, so we probably had a similar education, whether it be public or private. We learned a lot more about ourselves, our bodies, and the general things. I can remember being in chemistry and biology when I was in high school, and I had a guy named Mayo Magoon. He was the teacher. And, man, did I learn from him. And I kept a lot of the attitudes and, I think, knowledge. I don't think that children in general today are learning that much about their bodies, and I think that's part of the problem. Do you agree or not?
I completely agree. I think the other thing that's dropped out, certainly from when probably you and I were both in school, is the teaching of the scientific method. That was required
right.
for my father, required
yep,
for me.
Absolutely.
I think now science is sort of looked at as just kind of another voice in the room,
Exactly.
Motif.
Yeah, that's a very pithy point. I think that does maybe summarize it. I'm a great believer in the scientific method, and it was kind of like on the sixth grade desk, Mrs. Hayes had an IBM sign, and the word was think. And we don't teach people, it isn't what to think, it's how to think, how to study, how to learn. All that stuff is devoid, so we listen to these, whether it's these idiot talking heads that are on television or on the radio, pardon, with this exception, of course, on the radio or people who write things they don't know anything about in newspapers and magazines. So at least we have your beneficial information. We may not always agree, but we won't be disagreeable. I appreciate your time. Important reading for those who are skeptics or want to know. Deadly Choice. I'm going to give this to my daughter, who is of child-rearing age, who probably doesn't need this because she and I have had conversations. I'm not sure she agrees with me, but she'll read the book, and so probably a lot of other people who want to have your input. Dr. Paul Offit here. Book again, Deadly Choices, How the Anti-Vaccine Movement Threatens Us All. Good to have you here, sir. Thank you. It's 44 past the hour. Dr. Ken, up next with our daily dose of other medical information here on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Andrew, I wish I had a microphone on listening to all of this stuff behind the scenes. It's 13 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here now with his overview of various studies and more studies and more studies, brought to you by the folks who have helped you immensely, Digestive Advantage. The folks at Ganaden Biotech have done some great things. They've put things together like the science, I guess I want to get to that, Ken, a little bit. The science of the benefits of probiotics, Sustanex, and all the other things that we've been talking about. These are all things that are underscored by the scientific method, the scientific approach. It isn't just something that someone threw into a test tube and put it all together and bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. You got something that helps you with whether it's lactose intolerance or gas or there are bloating issues that this product, Digestive Advantage, can address.
This product blends the best of all worlds. It blends good science that shows that it's safe and effective, but it also takes natural products that your body needs. You're not getting a drug. You're not getting any poison into your body that some people view these things we've been talking about as. So Digestive Advantage, it has these healthy bacteria that your body craves to make sure that your immune system works properly, and also you need your digestive system to work properly. Digestive Advantage has these healthy bacteria. They survive the acidic environment of the stomach. They get to where they need to be. Yogurt can't survive the acidic environment. But they've also added these enzymes which help to make those symptoms of digestive problems go away. So if you have lactose issues and you don't want to have to take medicine before every single meal, just once a day, gas problems, constipation, or just a whole lot of symptoms that the doctor can't find in your digestive system an anatomic problem for, we have the answer.
Dr. Ken could go on talking about this all day, as you know. This is a very affordable product, a 30-day supply, less than $10. Digestive Advantage is what you're looking for. You go to the big box stores, drug stores, super centers, go to the digestion section at Walgreens and Target and wherever, and ask for Digestive Advantage and look over the different types. Try what you think will work best on you, Digestive Advantage. A study finds a link to the biggest killer of people on the planet.
More big news about heart disease, which is the number one killer of everybody in the world. Out of Nature Genetics, more and more genes identified. So if you have this in your family, this is why. It's very inheritable. And the hope in the future is that we can pick people who we need to do more prevention for, more intervention, and find new ways to prevent heart disease.
Topamax, looks like the FDA is on this. Here's another example of science or scientists reinterpreting science, Ken.
Or just learning from the lifespan of a drug. Data collected from the Registry of Pregnant Women showed a higher rate of cleft lip and cleft palate in babies whose mothers were taking the drug during the first trimester. This is used for epilepsy. Moms, if you have epilepsy, you may want to get a new drug during your pregnancy.
Topamax is used for other things, too, isn't it?
Mostly for, sometimes for headaches, migraine headaches.
All right. Dr. Ken on Good Day.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Found myself in Wonderland. Get back on my feet again. Is this real? Pretend I'll take a stand until the end. I'll get by.
I think there's so much noise orchestrally speaking in this that you can't get the point. April Lavigne.
Avril.
I always would call it Avril or Avril or like April. So this is from the movie Alice in Wonderland. The song's called Alice. Number one at the box office during this week last year at this time. This is a Johnny Depp production. Kind of a weird flick in any number of ways. It's a Tim Burton movie,
It's a Tim
right?
Burton production. Yeah, yeah. Johnny Depp stars.
Right. They've
been
love
together
each other.
Four, five, six times.
I'm surprised he hasn't put her in a movie with his wife, Helena Bonham Carter, who's also... kind of a...
Wasn't she in that movie? She was in this
she
movie.
She and Alice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
She's in just about all his movies now.
Yeah. She's just kind of weird. They have children?
That's a good question. I'm not quite sure.
Chuck Curry is here.
I know they met when he cast her in the... He did the remake of Planet of the Apes. She played one of the apes.
Did she? Did she have on matching shoes in that movie, or were they unmatched?
I don't recall.
That's one of the... You didn't know. You didn't see her. She dressed up in... One of the things she likes to do is wear different kinds of shoes.
Yeah.
One has a left, the left foot has a green shoe, the right foot has a red shoe. That's interesting. She's just the kind of character. I thought she was wonderful.
In our own way, we're all a little crazy.
Yeah. Well, speak for yourself, Trucker. I thought she was great in King's Speech. frankly. Very believable.
She's a very good actress. Yeah, she is.
All right. Well, you have to be a little crazy, I think, to be a good actress, don't you? Or actor? Don't you have to be a little bit crazy?
The really good ones in a lot of ways are somewhat, believe it or not, well, you see when they go on talk shows like De Niro and Johnny Depp, they're somewhat antisocial. They're an awful...
Quiet.
You know, Robert De Niro's an awful interview. Johnny Depp is an awful interview.
Harrison Ford is the kookiest thing I've ever seen.
Harrison Ford is an awful interview. When the camera goes on, they're like different people.
I have people on radio that I know who are like that. Former wife lives in a building with a young actress who will be nameless, but she's known far and wide, very well known, has done great things on television and in movies, and she is as nutty as a fruitcake. She's adopted Tony as her mother. She's been in television since she was, I think, 12 years old or something, did a sitcom for 6 or 7 years. But she doesn't have a life. She doesn't know how to live her life. She only knows how to act. And I've never met her, but my daughter says she's just like off the wall, very sweet, but just clueless at how to live life. And one wonders, but
you got to wonder if growing up in that, where you're never yourself, you're always somebody else,
right.
makes it hard to be anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get to our movie contest. Chuck Curry is here for Movie Moments. Number one movie during this week in 2008. This one, I think, may be fairly easy if you have a child or you were a child. Here we go. First clue.
Compared to you, I'm enormous, which is saying something because I've slimmed down quite a bit. I swim.
800-510-8255. You figure it out. You call this first person with the right answer, gets the prize. If you've never won before on Movie Moments, make it fast. Here's the next clue.
Your whole world fits on a flower in my world.
That voice you ought to recognize. Chuck, you got this?
Oh, okay. I think I know it.
It's a...
I think I know it, but...
There's a play on...
It's a book.
On a book, yes, exactly. All right, Richie, very good. Last clue.
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant.
Yeah.
And an elephant's faithful 100%.
No, not give it away.
800-510-8255. Chuck, what's in the movie news box today?
Okay, Doug, in a recent interview, Arnold Schwarzenegger says he's been offered 15 different movie scripts since he announced he wants to return to acting. Now, he says those include remakes of Predator and Running Man, but I think he must mean sequels because can't see them remaking those movies with a 63-year-old Arnold. Sequel, I could see it. Other news, a company called GK Films has acquired the franchise rights to Tomb Raider and planned to reboot it for 2013.
Why?
Those movies made about $450 million worldwide, the first two films. Angelina Jolie starred.
And then a bunch more money on the video game was first, right?
Yeah, video game. It's still a popular video game. She will not be involved with the sequels. In a bit of TV news, NBC's The Event returned Monday night after a three-month hiatus and only 5 million viewers. No doubt it will be canceled along with NBC's The Cape, which is also a ratings failure.
That's an interesting concept, though, actually, one way or another. All right, let's see here. Ron is in Minnesota. What do you think that movie is?
Horton,
Here's a Who. You are correct, sir. Hey. Hold on a second. Chuck Curry at the Good Day 59.